Hello and welcome to That's Scheiße. I'm here with
Jacob.
And I'm Ethan. And since last week we talked about eating animals, the logical conclusion is this week we talk about cannibalism. So this time, I thought we'd try out a new format, since I'm somewhat of an expert on the field of cannibalism.
Ooh.
I mean, no, not really an expert, but I would say I know more than the average person. Let's put it like that. I have no personal experience. Disclaimer. But yeah. And first of all, I just want to start with this one myth that for some reason keeps coming up. I don't know if you personally have heard of it, but it's that eating human meat will kill you. That it's like, it's deadly for humans to eat other humans. Have you heard of that one?
Maybe I've heard it, but I disagree, I guess.
You disagree?
I don't see why it should be deadly.
Yeah. Me neither. And I also thought, like, it's illogical. Why would it be deadly for us? So I looked into it, and of course, it's not. It's just that there was this one case of, what was it called? I mean, you've heard of the mad cow disease and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like those brain diseases that are caused by prions.
Mm-hmm.
Those are like misfolded proteins. And there was just this case of some tribe in, I think, New Guinea, and they ate their deceased family members in a way to mourn them. But because, like, I think just one guy there had this prion disease, then his relatives ate him, got the disease, and then their friends and relatives ate them, and then just eventually...
It's just like food poisoning.
Yeah, eventually just the whole tribe had it, and everyone kept dying of a violent death, and people thought it was because of cannibalism, but it's just because of that one disease. So yeah, basically food poisoning in a way. Anyway, it's not deadly. So now we can get into it. And there is evidence that our ancestors have regularly eaten human meat. What do you think about that?
I have no idea.
Well, like, could you see why they would do that?
Well, first of all, I think it's sort of inefficient to throw away a dead body. If like an old person dies, you know, why go hunting if you just can eat that flesh, right?
Exactly. And I think that is like one of the main reasons they did do it. I mean,
nevertheless, it's weird.
You think it's weird? Why is it weird?
Well, just when you like start saying, you know, they just did it, I'm like, really?
Yeah. No, because actually there is like evidence that we have this one gene and it developed in a way that like we protect ourselves from exactly these neurological diseases that are caused by cannibalism.
Okay.
So in some way, evolution just kind of was like, yeah, cannibalism is good. Let's keep doing that.
I didn't understand you really. So we do have a gene.
Or some people have it, not all people.
And what is this gene about? It tells you to eat human beings?
It's not
or
the
to
No, it does not turn you into a zombie. But it's like, of course, the gene has other functions, and I have no idea which gene it is. But it's just, it protects you from exactly these prion-like diseases.
Okay.
And it could also be evidence for just something entirely different, but some scientists say this is proof that we have eaten each other.
Because we sort of developed this gene...
Exactly.
...to protect ourselves when eating human meat.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that is a possibility that we might or might not have to live with.
Yeah.
But you voice like some kind of restraint to eating a human. Why is that?
I think it really doesn't feel natural. You know, in the last episode we talked about animals eating animals. This episode, however, we're gonna eat insects. So
yeah, we did promise that.
So we're gonna do that later. It's like, it's the same thing for human beings. I don't really see why I should eat like other human beings.
Like in modern day, or do you also not see why people back in the day did that?
The only reason for me to eat human is in a case in which there is no other option.
There is no other food.
There is no food, other food available. But luckily, I live in a world where the next supermarket is 2 minutes from here. So I don't really feel that I need to eat my mother tonight. It's like...
Oh, I would I would phrase that differently. Yeah.
Well, I would differentiate a lot between eating yourself and eating another human being. I think there are cultures where it's like, for example, to drink your own blood or to...
Is that cannibalism?
Well, we could argue about that. Yeah. But just to say that, I think that there are some people that believe that it's like a spiritual thing and it sort of renews whatever inside you if you eat yourself or if you drink your own blood. And I need to say very honestly, I mean, I probably have consumed my own blood at one point.
Yeah, I mean, if you get like a cut and you lick the
wound.
Yeah,
I once had a wound in my mouth.
Yeah.
Like tons of blood.
Yeah.
So yes, I have eaten myself.
Great.
Which is, however, really different from like eating another human being.
Yeah. And I also think like one important aspect is... And that's where I, like, differentiate. Mm-hmm. Like, I see no moral reason not to eat another human. However, the big thing is, how do you get the meat? Because usually it's either you kill another person to eat them, and that is clearly wrong, or it's just that person died, and I mean, like, then might as well eat them. I mean...
I sort of disagree with you because I think there is a moral reason not to eat human, which is that maybe it comes from that belief that you were talking about in the beginning, like it's dangerous to eat your own species. And for example, I think we know it like you said or like with pigs, for example, I think it's really dangerous that there are cases when pigs got like food waste to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And in that waste was pork.
And they got all some kind of prion disease. Yeah.
So I think there is sort of a dangerous thing. And therefore, whether it's a gene or a moral thing, I believe it's just a bit weird to eat other it's like, it's different a bit. Like, I can understand, like, if someone dies and you feel like, I'm really hungry right now. Maybe you fulfill all your dreams by eating your dead grandmother.
Oh my god, poor Ruth.
But otherwise, I think there is the only moral reason to eat meat, like I said, for me is, if someone dies, is not to waste the body.
Yeah.
Not to throw it just away or bury it. It's like, well, that's dinner. So, okay.
Eat up, kids. Yeah.
So that's the only moral reason. But it has nothing to do in general with eating like humans. It's just I don't like to throw away stuff that is perfectly edible.
Yeah. That's fair. But yeah, I think like the thing about eating your same species, and that also applies to animals, is just if it is the same species, you're more likely to catch a disease because you're like the same species.
Yeah, and I think also from an evolutionary standpoint, it doesn't make any sense to eat like the same species because you're basically eliminating your species.
But there's also like, I don't know, like animal like clans, and they would eat like a rival clan.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're right actually. And or animals like, fight a lot.
And humans also fight a lot, so
that's true.
If you go into war and it does happen, you might as well eat your enemies. And like that did happen.
Really?
Yeah, just recently, like...
What?
I know it definitely happened in World War II, but it also
because happened... Because they were hungry, or just because they were like, I'm gonna eat that German now?
No, it's like, I think in Russia,
yeah,
it was like pretty cold and stuff.
And they were all hungry, I guess.
Hungry and cold, and I think they just started cannibalizing each other.
But that's a different reason.
It is. But I think it would be also wise, like, if you kind of roast your enemy, might as well make some beef jerky or something.
Well, just to say so, I think when we're talking about war, like the Second World War, for example, the Nazis wouldn't agree on eating another species. Like
it's not clean or whatever. Yeah okay. But they were weird anyway.
I'm actually not sure whether there are animals that eat the same type. Like, same. Are
definitely.
They?
Yeah, for example, hamsters. They sometimes eat their newborn babies, which is like, it goes completely against evolution.
But that's just
because they're dumb. No! I have a hamster and he's very smart.
Hank the hamster.
Yeah. He's going to get a lot of mentions in here. But no, I don't even know why they do it. Or,
well, no, I'm not sure whether that's true, but I know, for example, that I think with pandas, I'm not sure whether that's, but it could be a possibility, like if they get like two children and they're only able to
take care of one.
Yeah, then they kill the other one.
Yeah, but that also makes
but
sense.
But they eat it as well. Like they eat their own newborn babies, hamsters.
Yeah. But maybe it's like recycling the nutrients you use.
Bullshit.
No, I mean, it takes a lot of energy for the mom to like make a whole being.
Okay, that's crazy.
So she might as well, if she can't take care of it, that's like eat it again. Crazy. It's crazy, but it's smart. I mean,
I don't think it's really smart to eat your own newborn babies.
I mean, but here's again, I mean, killing it, that is messed up. But if you kill it, you might as well eat it.
Well, that's true, yeah. I agree.
Thank you. So, yeah. And I mean, there's lots of other species that just kill their own babies. Like kangaroos throw out, if they're being chased by a predator, they
well,
throw
but
out
that's
the baby.
Another, that's real. I mean, I really wanted to like talk about like, are there animals that don't really eat their own?
They're like not babies and...
Well, babies included. I think you brought up a good example.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I didn't research that one a lot since I focused on human cannibalism. Yeah. But I know hamsters do it. I'm pretty sure in like rival animal things, they do it too. Do you still have something to say on animals? Or
I'm researching it.
You're researching.
But go ahead.
All right. Yeah, we kind of already talked about like what it would take for you to eat someone, and that's just like you're starving and it's the only way. So there's also what I find very interesting, like the custom of the sea. Do you know what that is?
No idea.
It's like if there's a shipwreck and like a few sailors or something are stranded on an island. Yeah. Or on a ship, or I don't know where they are, somewhere, and there's no food, then they would, like, draw lots to see who would get eaten next.
Yeah.
And I think that is actually very smart to do.
Yeah.
But there's also people who are like, no, that cannot be done under any circumstances.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, that is pretty stupid, because then just all of them would starve. But by eating one of them, then the whole group could maybe survive a bit longer and wait till help comes.
It's sort of a dilemma.
Of course, yeah. It's not fun.
And actually, in a group of friends, we once talked about that. We like, we're thinking about who's the best, like in that scenario, right? Who's gonna be like our food?
Who has the juiciest ass?
Well, that was one of my aspects. Like, there
oh
were,
my god,
there were like, first of all, what you want to have in this scenario, and I mean it's not a real scenario.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
Okay. So like I was thinking about, first of all, you want to have the most intelligent people with you to survive.
So you eat the dumb one first.
Well, this is one thing. The second thing is really you don't want to eat the slimmest one. Because it's like there's not a lot of meat there, right?
Yeah, but he also might not survive on his own.
Exactly. He does not get the food. He's like the option for later. He's like dessert. So first of all...
You thought that through.
Yeah, because we... So first of all, I think I decided that I would eat like the one with the most like flesh and meat just overall.
Yeah.
That would serve the most. And then later on, we might kill the slimmest one. Because he will still provide us with some meat, but he definitely will not get any meat from the new one. And so that would like give us the highest potential chance of surviving.
And what if it's just three skinny people?
And I think the intelligent one.
Okay.
But I mean, it's a complex scenario, I guess, because, well, maybe not, maybe yes. The person that is going to get killed is not...
They're not going to agree exactly. Just like that.
So that might be a risk or an issue.
Yeah.
But I think it's where it gets difficult for me, like from a moral standpoint, now, not from like this standpoint that I was talking about now. From the moral standpoint, what my issue is, you're basically not allowed to kill another human.
Yeah.
In other words, you need to wait till that person dies. Now, let me say, if you're starving, the motivation to just like take a rock and put it over someone's head is pretty high, because you know that if you wait another day or so, he's going to die, but you're hungry right now and you don't know whether you're going to survive that day. So for me, from a moral standpoint, I would never want to kill a human being.
For your own survival.
Yes. Well, it depends, but...
You wouldn't know.
I would kill another human being for my own survival.
If they attacked you.
Well, that doesn't really depend, but just the fact that I... Not for food. Because just by eating this other human being, it's not guaranteed that I'm going to survive. And I think if... That would be like some really miserable lost hours if you realized you killed someone... You ate that person,
and you're still going to die anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. But then when would you kill someone?
That's another podcast, I guess. It's another episode.
Fine. But also, like... Yeah?
Just to add on, because I was researching it, like, it seems like a lot of animals eat their own... Like, for example, like there was one animal that, like the mother feeds the eggs of the unborn babies to the baby and stuff like that. Or the baby eats the other babies to get the biggest,
That happens a lot.
So it's just normal over there. Yeah,
and it used to be for us too. But yeah, now we talked about like the philosophical aspect of it, but there's also a political aspect to it. Because like... We always say like, oh yeah, these jungle people or on these islands, they used to cannibalize people. But nowadays there's evidence that most of those were just rumors for a political agenda.
Okay.
Because they wanted to like dehumanize those indigenous people, but actually they didn't even cannibalize each other or intruders. So... Do we want to take a break?
I guess so.
Okay.
And just to say so, we're going to eat insects after the break.
Yes, we will.
Because we promised. And then you're going to tell us about Queen
Isabella.
Isabella.
My queen. I love her.
We're back. Just to say so, we do now have like Isento snacks in front of us with like...
I think they're cockroaches and peanuts.
Peanuts and paprika.
Yeah, I like the peanuts. Not so sure about the cockroaches. Oh, no. Those are grasshoppers.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, right.
Okay. I'm going to try one now.
Me as well. Don't smell like anything.
Yeah, they have no taste, really. But it's all right.
I mean, it's just weird.
It's weird. I'm not used to it, but it's also not disgusting.
What's weird is it really, they look like insects.
Because they are. They are right. Whole insects. Just right there. Anyway.
Queen Isabella.
She was like this queen in 1400 something. And she was the queen of Spain. When like the whole conquistador thing was going on.
Okay.
And I think she made this rule that said, yeah, please don't enslave these indigenous people unless they're cannibals. Okay. Because, and I think she reasoned it and it, as in, if they're like civilized and don't eat each other, then we need to respect them. But if they eat each other, they're a danger. And then I guess we can enslave them. I think that's probably her reasoning. I'm not going to say if that's right or wrong.
Yep.
But of course, then historians argued it's very likely that when people came to these islands and they saw indigenous people, they just said, oh yeah, they're cannibals, so they could enslave them, even right. though they weren't.
Right.
And now there's also like this racism problem concerning cannibalism.
I see.
You see. And but there's also like legitimate cultures that actually did it, like as a ritual.
Yeah, no.
And it wasn't like a violent animalistic thing. It was more like a respectful party where just one person or several people died.
Yeah, and I mean like for the Incas it was normal to kill a girl.
It was?
Yeah.
Why?
For God. And
did they eat her?
No, I think they burned her.
How?
But just as like some of these cultures definitely have a different appreciation or a different perspective on life. So I think that's sort of one of the ways. I think they're really far away from like the Western beliefs with the human body and the soul and a purpose and stuff like that. It's just human being has another value there.
But it also, I mean, I could very well imagine there's a religion where, like, you could only go to heaven if you get eaten by another human. So, like, it really depends on the culture, and you can twist and bend it.
On the dying bed of my father, he told me, son, when I'm dead, you need to eat me.
Yeah. Would really? You do it?
No.
You wouldn't?
No, he's dead.
But it's his dying wish.
Will
no,
he know?
But I mean, you also would, like, respect his will otherwise.
Would you eat your dad?
If it was his dying, I mean, I would, like, cut a piece of his thigh or something.
I mean, like, his whole body.
No.
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 I wouldn't, I'm not that hungry. I mean, depends on in which time span, but, yeah, I wouldn't.
I'm gonna give you a really big freezer.
Okay.
So you can, like... Eat him whenever you want and eat him.
Okay. I can also invite, like, friends for a dinner party.
Yeah, you
party.
Can make a party.
Cool. I mean, on Craigslist, I'm sure I could find someone who would want to.
Weird dude.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we really need to make an episode once about, like, killing people.
Yeah, we will.
But to dive a bit into cannibalism, in preparation, I think we talked a bit about, like, these really crazy scenarios in which people actually were forced to eat.
Oh, I got some of those.
Right, so you could maybe...
Do you want to hear about them? Story time.
Story time.
Yeah. So I did talk about that the Foray people, those were those in New Guinea who did this funerary cannibalism and they all had this disease. Then there's also this one plane...
That's an interesting case.
The Uruguayan Air Force flight, exactly. It was like this team of some, I think, soccer or football team. Just like they were all in the same team on the same flight. And the plane crashed. and like people one after another, those who survived the crash also like died because of either starvation or they froze to death because they were like up on the mountain. And then the few survivors were forced to eat their team members to survive. And I think there was like a movie and a book and lots of... I think there was a movie, yeah. So you could watch it when you want. But yeah, I think it's pretty traumatizing for the people involved. Especially if you eat one, someone you used to know. Like, that's really messed up. And if you know they didn't, like, give you permission or asked you, hey, eat me.
Well, I think what's interesting about these cases is really that we all behave a lot of times like humans, but we do have a really animalistic part in us, which is just the surviving mechanism that kicks in. And especially on like this airplane, which is really an extreme situation. You don't know whether rescue is going to come at any point. It's freezing cold. I think it was in the Andes, right?
I think in the Himalaya.
Where were they? Nicaragua.
No, the team is from Uruguay, but
yeah,
I think
right.
The
plane, where is Uruguay?
That's in South America.
Right.
Yeah.
Where is Himalaya?
That's in Asia.
Yeah, go. We're going to research
I'm researching it.
So, like, well, it doesn't really matter, but it's just freezing cold out there.
Yeah.
It's
cold.
I guess it must have been, like, really high as well. So, there might be not that much, that much oxygen. It's a stress scenario, whatever. And there is no food on board.
Oh, it was there. Andes, you're right. But yeah, continue. I'm sorry.
I'm amazed at that because I think this is one of the few situations that there were actually survivors.
16, in fact.
Well, crazy. It shows me, it's one of these situations where really humans, like, they really start to use their primitive animalistic instincts to survive.
But why is it primitive?
Well, it's sort of primitive because we humans never behave like animals. We do rarely, we do sometimes. But like it's one of the purest moments, I think, when you go through something like that. I'm not sure whether it's just a terrible experience. I mean, the plane crash must be terrible, but going through that, I sort of think you also grow a lot. To some extent because
you grow a PTSD, yeah.
You have done things, you have completely destroyed all your own believings, I think. And that's what makes cannibalism for me such an interesting thing, because somehow
it's a line we usually never would or will cross.
No.
Yeah.
And it's a line that, just to say so, I mean, people get killed all the time. But we also kill animals and we eat them. We kill animals all the time, but sort of like with these grasshoppers.
They're already dead, though.
We sort of have developed a thing that prohibits us from eating human. But we can overcome this in some really crazy situation, like when you're talking about the Second World War in Russia.
Yeah. But it's also like we usually don't kill another human. And we can also overcome that. And I also don't think it's like necessarily a primitive thing.
Could you explain why I think killing a human... Like I said before, I think I could kill and I would kill a human being, but I really don't imagine myself ever eating another human being.
Even if you're like starving.
Well, I cannot imagine really the situation. I can see that in that situation, but I cannot imagine myself how I would behave.
Okay.
I think that's basically impossible because this, the crash that you talked about, this is just, it's like not only a plane crash.
Yeah, it's like tragedy after tragedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just think it's like wrong to say cannibalism is like an animalistic thing, because I think it's actually very rational under certain circumstances.
It's surviving.
Yeah, and why is
and that's
surviving?
That's for me animalistic.
Okay.
Because you're willing to break all rules that you have. Because we as humans, although we are animals, we don't really identify ourselves a lot of times as animals.
Yeah.
But at that point, it just doesn't matter anymore.
Okay, so that's what you mean.
Yeah.
It's not like we usually are this higher entity and then we stoop down.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, fine. Then I agree. It's just a very extreme measure for extreme situations.
Yeah.
There's also the Donner Lake Party, which is essentially a similar situation, just like a few hundreds, not even few, just a bit before.
Right.
There was like these Americans, they were went through the snow, but then they got stuck. Mm-hmm. And essentially, again, in order not to all freeze and starve to death, they started like eating each other, and then eventually they got rescued. And yeah, so it just keeps happening.
What I think is curious is like, how will other human beings, or how what would be interesting in this case is like, how did the people that were not there react to the situation?
You mean like the relatives of the survivors?
Relatives, press, media, whatever.
Yeah.
Because you were talking about this island before. Yeah. And the issue that I have, and this is why I would always struggle with killing someone,
is if you survive, you get like thrown into jail.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, that did happen once, like in England. There was also a shipwreck and they killed one guy to eat him, and then they both wound up lifelong in jail.
Right.
So that's not really worth it. But yeah. I mean, if you eat someone who's like, he froze to death, you didn't do anything to him, and you just ate him because there was no other food, I don't think like that's gonna end you in jail. Because it's like,
you know, how do you prove that he was really dead?
You don't. Or it's hard, I don't know.
In the plane crash, for example, I mean, these people must have been like through the wind and like really fucked up. So when you get out there, how do you process the whole experience? Because I could totally imagine that they were so hungry and so frustrated and without any hope that maybe suddenly your friend just seems to be dead and you start eating him.
Yeah.
He might not even feel you because like his leg is already frozen to death.
Oh, he's not dead yet and yeah, you start eating him anyway. Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Could happen. But I mean, I also think it's interesting the difference if it's like two guys or two women stranded and just like the difference between that situation and if it's a bigger group of people. Like, I think if it's a bigger group, then there's more of a moral discussion first before they do something animalistic. Because it's like, hey, John, why are you starting to eat that guy? I'm hungry.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah, but do you, like, could you see that, like, the dynamic would change and the likelihood of eating someone?
You know, I think it's just impossible for me to imagine how I would react in that situation.
Yeah. Fair.
I mean, I think
it's... I hope you never will.
Who knows? No, I mean, it's already difficult for me to imagine a plane crash, but then being stuck in this situation would, like you said, it's a tragedy after tragedy.
Yeah.
The thing that I want to talk maybe a bit more about is we were now mainly focused on eating other human beings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know what's your opinion on eating yourself.
Yeah, I didn't really prepare for that one, but sure, we can talk about
just,
it.
Well, it's just...
Yeah. I mean, if it's my body. If I want to chop my arm off and eat it, then I should do so.
I mean, like, would you drink your own blood? Like, out of a glass?
Maybe. I mean, why? What is my motivation?
Just like a challenge.
A challenge?
I'm going to give you $100.
$100? I mean, and it's a lot of blood if it's one glass.
Well, maybe you just need to take a shot of your own blood.
Oh, definitely, for $100.
So you don't have an issue with drinking your own blood?
No. I mean, no.
Okay. And what about, like, cutting off a finger and eating that?
I mean, I would need a much higher reward because okay. I imagine it hurts. And that finger
next
is gone.
Next week on That's Scheisse.
I'm not going to eat my finger. No. But, like, I'm not, like, 100% saying I would never do that. Would you?
I don't really see any reason to cut off one of my fingers. But I think with the blood... I just know that, like, a lot of people are really... I mean, they can't even see their own blood.
Yeah, I don't get that, but it's a phobia, so...
And I think it's fucked up as well, drinking your own blood, like, purposely.
Okay. Even if you, like, cut your finger and you...
No, just that's not purposely.
Okay.
That's not on a purpose. Like, it's not someone comes in, would you like to have some of your own blood?
Okay, yeah, fine.
So
I mean, I don't... purposely hurting yourself to drink your blood.
Maybe not hurting yourself, even. It's just, you mean you can do the whole thing with a needle just to drink your own blood on purpose.
Okay, that is... yeah.
Have you seen... I don't know the name of the film, but there is one film. I mean, I would like to talk a bit more about your example, like The Island. How would you decide in such a situation? Because I think there was a film about it where, like, I think it was a philosophy class, and the teacher sort of brings up the scenario of, like, there is a shelter and there's a huge whatever apocalyptic situation coming up, but there are only like 10 spaces within the shelter. And now each of the 20 students gets like dealt a card where they have all their informations on there. And you need to decide who gets into the shelter and who doesn't. There are things like how likely it's going to be that you're going to have kids, stuff like that. And I mean, I sort of gave a funny answer about like how I decided like within my groups of friends. But how do you think would like... You never said what you actually would do in a situation where it's like 10 people on an island and everyone is starving and like you need to decide who survives and who doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably just go by personal bias, like the people I like
but
the best.
But you would do it.
Probably.
Because, I mean, one solution could really see I just hang myself.
And like sacrifice.
Maybe.
That's very noble.
Morally, that would be maybe the best solution.
Maybe, yeah. For the individual person, definitely. But, like, if everyone just hung themselves, that wouldn't be worth it either. So
well,
not
it would be over.
It would, but, yeah. But also, no one would get saved. But I do think, like, I would probably just pick my friends to survive.
You're a really bad human being.
But I'm realistic. I mean, I would not say, hey, guys, let's eat my friend first. Because she has the most meat. Like, I would not throw her under
well,
the bus.
Well, like I said, maybe we need to bring up the example that you are only with your friends on that island.
And I have to decide between right. friends. Okay.
That was sort of my scenario.
Yeah, okay. Well, then I would probably... yeah, the meatiest. But also, like, letting the meatiest friend survive is also a good strategy.
I'm not sure, because maybe he has the most hunger. That was sort of my thought.
But also, they have, like, a bigger, like, energy
fats,
reserves.
Yeah.
So maybe they would make it the
but I'm
most,
not sure
like,
whether that's actually true.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's shisei.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, we need some kind of conclusion. Or, yeah, there's, like, one last aspect. And I think it's that also religion and, like, the concept that the human body is something special given by God.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has also changed our understanding of cannibalism. Because, actually, the Egyptians, which are, like, a very... cultivated ancient civilization, yeah. They also did cannibalism sometimes. So you can't say it's really like only stupid people do it. And
no, it's a bit like what I said. I think there are cultures that just value life
things.
Or the body differently.
Yeah. So, but I also think like the Christian agenda changed it in a way.
Yeah, I guess so.
And that's shy say.
Why? You want to eat human again?
No, I don't, but I just don't see why something is taboo and so demonized when it's not that bad.
I think that's our conclusion.
Yeah.
Because you just want to eat human being and I don't.
Okay. Like this was my advertisement. Please let me eat humans. Thank you.
Mail us.
Do not mail us, please. I don't want to go to jail. Yeah.
Send us a package with your body in it.
Do not say that, please.
Ethan is going to cook it.
I will not. I will first research the legal consequence. No, wait. I do have another case. There. Oh, my God. I swallowed like a cockroach leg. Or
it's not a cockroach.
Grasshopper leg. And there was this one case in Germany of...
Those Germans.
It's always the fucking Germans. No. These two guys met up. And one guy said, hey, it's like my dream to get eaten. Like, that's like my fetish or something.
I heard that story so much.
And the other guy was like, hey, I really want to eat someone. So obviously they were best friends instantly. And just the one guy killed the other and ate him. And I mean, they did like make an agreement. Yeah, it was a contract. It was consensual, but he was sentenced for like murder and cannibalism anyway.
Is there a law against cannibalism?
I think maybe that case, like, was the one that made it an issue in the first place in modern times. I mean, do you think it's unethical if, like, the person says, hey, I want to get eaten? Should the other person be punished for eating them? Like, is that a crime? The murder part, I agree. That is not okay anyway. But the other one?
No, actually, I'm going to turn it around. Okay. The murder part is okay. It's for me, like, in Switzerland, we know Exit, which is a service that provides old people with a method to kill themselves, which is fine. And it's legal. You can do that. The issue is sort of, it's like a will. Like, we talked before about, like, your dad saying he, right?
Yeah.
So, I think, for me, I don't really see a reason why you should be against it if it's in someone's will.
Yeah.
But on the other side, like, the person that is now dead really needs to, like, inform everyone that it's okay that this dude is gonna eat him.
And it's okay.
And then, I mean, okay, like, if you're going to have an experience that you always wanted to have, I think it's better than if you, like, kill someone else and eats that person.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we also use, like, dead people for medical purposes and for students, and we cut them up, we squeeze their eyes, whatever. We do that shit. So
it's not that
we do different. A lot of really terrible things to dead people, and we don't really think about it that much. So why not eat them? It's from a moral standpoint. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I personally just have more issues with the killing, because, like, assisted suicide or whatever you want to call it is a bit more problematic than, like, just eating someone who's already dead.
Yeah.
Do you agree or disagree?
Well, I agree. I think kind of. It's fair to say that. Yeah.
Thank you.
I just want to, like, have a final statement on these insects.
Yeah.
It's not really worth it.
But you did hear us crunching. We actually did eat them continuously.
Wow. It disgusts me some more. Just have a feeling in your mouth.
But the texture is nice. I actually like the texture.
I don't struggle with the texture, but it's like, after I eat one of these, I need to get a peanut.
Yeah, same.
To sort of get the taste out of your mind, because you connect the taste with this disgusting creature.
But it's like more of a psychological thing.
Definitely.
It's not the food itself.
If you wouldn't know that these are like insects, you wouldn't care a lot.
Yeah.
They're crunchy.
I agree. They're, not that bad.
They were
so
really
expensive. Yeah. But if this becomes like a thing in the future, I'm ahead of everyone
Next
else.
Next time, just get peanuts. Like.
Yeah. I will.
You could. Yeah, no.
Save some money.
Yeah. I think that was it for that week.
Yeah. I hope you had fun. And don't kill someone to eat them. Thank you.
Just eat them when they're already dead.
Exactly.
Okay.
Godspeed.
See you next week.
Bye.